kind of the retirements in the retirements. We all know that there's been a ton of retirements and stuff. What can the players do? Are they playing too much, do you think? Is that why the retirements are up?
Well, I don't know that they're up. It's more of a steady number. There's always a certain number per tournament. You know, the problem that they have is not so much that they play too much, is that the way the schedule is set up, they very frequently go through long stretches without a break. I mean, players, you know, even though this is beginning of April, a lot of them have played for 6, 7, 8 straight weeks. And, you know, you factor that plus the travel and practicing every day. Some of these injuries that really could benefit from 2 or 3 days of rest and simple, you know, treatments with physical therapy, if you keep playing on it, it's too much stress over not enough time, more than anything else.
And as far as the men don't seem to have as many retirements as the women, it's just the nature of the women's body that they get, they're more prone to injury, you think, when they play those long stretches?
Yeah, I don't know the numbers as far as men versus women as far as retirement, but I do think it's there's a combination of factors. I think some of it's the schedule, some of it's the nature of women's sports has changed so much, or women's tennis, to much more
physical
power
game,
and speed than it has been in years past. And you know, and I don't mean this in any way, you know, badly, other than to say that, you know, a lot, you know, that puts a lot of stress. I mean, to hit the speeds of the serves and shot back forehands, backhands that they're hitting, you know, they're not as big and strong as some of the guys. And so, you know, you do that over and over again, it builds up. That's probably the main reason. Schedules and variety of other things probably also play a factor in that.
And I've talked with some other doctors, and they feel that because kids are specializing in one particular sport at an early age now, that that's causing an early onset of more injuries than the kids that played 3-4 sports and then maybe specialized once they got into closer to high school. You agree with that?
Absolutely true. I think, I mean, and despite some parents saying, well, I played one sport forever and did fine, I mean, that's anecdotal, but we know statistically if you don't give your body parts, especially at 8, 10, 12 years old, if you don't give your, you know, say in tennis, shoulder and elbow, or in a sport like soccer, you know, foot and ankle, if you don't give that body part 2 to 3 months of rest, doesn't have to be sitting on the couch rest, it could be playing, like you say, a different sport, you're just setting that up for wear and tear over time. You have to remember those body parts at that age are still growing, and so they can't withstand the same stress that an adult's body, even at the high school, college level, that body can withstand. And so maybe you last a few months or even, you know, 6, 8 months, but over time that's going to start to cause some problems in those growing athletes.
And the last question is there a particular, out of these women tennis players, is there a particular body type you think that's more prone to injury? Some of the girls are small and compact. Some of the other girls are tall and lanky. Does that have any impact on that?
I mean, I think that it can, depending on what your nature of play is and your mechanics. I think if you have proper mechanics, then if you can be small and, you know, petite, or if you're big and, you know, muscular, I don't know that it really matters. The trick is that if they're trying to hit with a lot of power, they need to do it with proper technique rather than just using pure muscle force. That's where they get into trouble, is when they compensate by rotating abnormally and things like that, because they don't have the right strength or body type. And so whatever their body type is, you know, get with a coach and somebody to correct their proper mechanics.